the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB Magazine. Today, in a special edition of the podcast, we feature a discussion with Lauren O'Brien, Regional Sales Manager of Gaming Operations for Aristocrat Technologies, about how her involvement with Global Gaming Women has helped to advance her career and why she's now ready to pay it forward. The GGB podcast is brought to you by IGT, where the new Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet will put your bar over the top, built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more at IGT.com/peakbartop. Global Gaming Women was founded under the auspices of the American Gaming Association more than 10 years ago, with a goal for female gaming professionals to learn from one another, create lasting connections, and nurture emerging women leaders in the industry. In 2016, Global Gaming Women became an independent charitable organization and upped its game on its services to its members. Lauren O'Brien has benefited from the programs of GGW via its lean-in programs that offer mentorship opportunities from senior female executives in the industry. Now the regional sales manager for gaming operations at Aristocrat, O'Brien has worked for several gaming suppliers including Interglass and Valley Technologies. The lean-in breakfast reimagined is scheduled for January 13th or 14th this year, and she spoke with me about her experiences with GGW in December. Brian, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. I'm looking forward to this conversation because actually we're looking ahead. We're looking positive, you know, so we don't have to worry about 2020. We're just looking forward to 2021. So thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with, you've made some remarkable moves in your career, you know, to continue to improve and make yourself more valuable to the companies you work with. How much was that that's aided by your membership in Global Gaming Women?
You know, in the past 4 years, and that's about how long I've been involved in Global Gaming Women, I'd attribute a lot to it.
Sure.
This organization has given me confidence. It's given me power, and not only that, but it's given me support.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, through different things within this organization, whether it be committees or whether it be, you know, the lean-in circles, you know, I found a team of women that are truly my support system. And, you know, I've been in a lean-in circle now for 3 years, same ladies, and they're just those women that you can go to when you need something.
Sure.
That's everything, personal, professional. You know, when you're faced with a really difficult decision, these are the women you go to. And, you know, I think that just gives you that power and that confidence, and it helps you make better decisions. And when you feel like you have people behind you, it's just... It makes you kind of unstoppable.
Sure. So you've had a bunch of mentors during that period, I'm assuming. What kind of advice did they give you? Like you said, you was both professional and personal. Did you, you know, get advice on, you know, how to deal with aggressive men in the workplace, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's always part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you sit with mentors and when you sit with these women in these groups, you know, the conversation really leans towards how do you make better decisions for you and your family? How do you, you know, put yourself out there? And really, like, some of the best advice I've ever gotten is you bring your full self to the table. You know, if
right.
you show up and you are authentic and you are true to your values.
Yeah.
And that's really, truly some of the best advice I've ever gotten. And it really holds to, you know, GGW's values, you know, courage, integrity, and leadership. Because, you know, if you don't have those things, you're not going to be empowered to make the right decisions.
Sure.
So, yeah, those conversations happen and it happens in the groups, but it leans more towards you and empowering women.
Okay, great. So I interviewed Eileen Moore Johnson a couple of weeks ago. We named her one of our 25 people to watch in our January issue. And I know she's been very involved in this group and will continue to be now that she's on the Scientific Games side. But, you know, was she an example for you to look at when you were coming up on, you know, how far women can go?
Yeah, she's incredible. And she's amazing to watch because she just keeps making really cool moves in her career. And she does it for what's best for her family and what fits for her, right? And she is just a powerhouse. And there have been some really cool events where I've seen her speak, and she just captures the room. And I love everything about her message, the way she carries herself. She truly is a good leader in this industry.
Sure. And, you know, just knowing some of the leadership on the GGW side, I mean, there's multiple women like that, you know, that are helping people, you know, coming up in the business. And I think that's admirable for sure.
The Peak Bartop Cabinet from IGT features a 23-inch constant curved LCD display and a robust variety of proven games. Based on extensive feedback from customers and players, IGT designed a more comfortable machine to meet the needs of all players. With a curved screen that reduces glare, a more ergonomic button deck, and appealing best-in-class games, the Peak Bartop has everything players want for the ultimate entertainment experience. Learn more at igt.com/peakbartop. And now back to our podcast.
So why don't you explain how the lean-in circles work for those who haven't participated in it so far?
Yeah, lean-in circles, I've been in one for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. I connected actually through the event that we're here to talk about today. You apply. It's sort of like a scholarship. Mm-hmm. You get fitted in a way. So your whole resume is put up, and then you're placed in these circles with women that are very similar to you, whether they have the same career goals, mm-hmm. they have the same ideas in mind that they, you know, what they want to do with their future. And you get placed in these groups with hopefully women that you can bond with. Right. And that's from all over the industry. So,
sure.
You know, for me, as at the time I was a salesperson, I was placed with competitors, you know, at first, I was a little hesitant. I was like, well, that's a little strange. But, you know, you just have this trust when you join these circles, and you're able to say things and feel comfortable, and those things aren't ever an issue. And, you know, we take great care in the committee of placing women that are like other women, because mm-hmm. we want to make sure that you have things in common and conversations can carry. And it's kind of amazing that, you know, for the past 3 years, I've been with the same ladies. And, you know, before it's very structured. We had lessons that we would do. We had, you know, educational pieces that we would follow. And now it's more like a group of friends getting together. You know, we typically don't have an agenda. We sit down and we talk about, you know, what we need. Sometimes we just literally throw the agenda out the window. And, you know, if somebody's got a personal issue we need to talk through, mm-hmm. we do that.
That's
somebody's
great.
Got a personal something, conundrum they got to work through, we do that. And it's you can call them anytime.
Yeah,
it's kind of amazing that we meet monthly. But you know, if anybody needs something, we're always there.
Yeah. Okay. So what you mentioned that you know they put the kind of like level women in the same lean-in circle. But what kind of employee kind of qualifies for this? I mean, do you have everybody from the line level employees up to the executives?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like you said, like when you walk into a lean in breakfast, you see everyone, right? You've got CEOs, you've got manufacturing employees, you've got everyone that ranges in the gaming industry, because they all have one goal in mind, right? They want to advance their career.
Sure.
They find people that can support them. And it's the same with lean in circles. And that's why we want to make sure that they're placed with like women, so that they can understand and help each other grow in the industry.
Right. So in these circles, is there one or two leaders of that circle that are like a step above, or are those members of that circle?
So there's always a moderator in the circle, and those moderators go through special training to make sure that they understand how to coach, because they're not really there to lead the circle. They're there to coach.
Sure.
They're there to help. You know, we do awesome training in the very beginning that, you know, guides the conversation, doesn't direct the conversation. And that's really important too, because, you know, you don't want it to feel forced. You want it to feel natural. And sometimes that does take a little work in the very beginning. But like I said, for me, 3 years later, our conversation just comes naturally. And we're all sort of the moderators of our circle. We kind of tell each other, this is what I want to do next. Or maybe next month we can go do a cool yoga event.
Or
let's read a book or something different.
Okay, so you know, up until this year, these were all in-person meetings, correct, for the most part?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure that
they all switched.
Right, of course. Everybody, yeah, the whole world. I'm sure you know, that was very powerful to meet these ladies in person and be able to look in their eyes when they're speaking, that kind of thing, and see their body language. How has it changed now that it's gone virtual?
I think there's so many things that have changed now right. that everything's gone virtual. You know, you have to battle through things like Zoom fatigue. I myself suffer from this.
Right.
But, you know, we still, our circle still makes it a point to make sure that we're still spending that much time together. Like later today, I have a lovely Secret Santa event with my circle. We've pre-sent each other gifts. We don't, I've got mine right
nice.
Here. You know, and I mean, you just get creative and you find different ways to bond and still, you know, obviously be safe
sure,
for our families.
Right.
But it's really important to stay connected.
Right. Okay. So, do you do Zoom meetings that everybody gets on Zoom and talks?
Yeah, we do. We do. We've done it about once a month since going virtual. I mean, obviously, to curb said Zoom fatigue, right? You don't
right.
want to have much of it. But, you know, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago, we spent about almost 2.5 hours together on Zoom. Just before you know it, the time's gone and you've chatted away the evening. And, you know, it's like I said, a nice way to just let go. And even though you are still on Zoom, like you had been for the past 8 hours in meetings,
right?
It's a different conversation,
right? You have the cocktails out by that time. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Probably right. So, now, why is staying connected with women in the workplace important, and how does that help the industry as a whole?
I think it's really important. Like I said in the beginning, it really builds my confidence. And I think confident women carry themselves differently. And, you know, we all have things to say. We should all be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it does take a little bit of confidence for us to be able to speak up, right?
Sure.
We've long been viewed as the caretakers, right? We've been labeled as caretakers and, you know, and even more through this pandemic, the caretakers are the ones that are suffering. And if we're connected with women and we are connected with people that can build us up, we're unstoppable. And that's when you find these group of women that lift you up and make you more powerful. And that's really, truly the most important part of it all.
Right, right. Now, you had another mentor in your life, your father, who I've known for many, many years, a great guy. How has he contributed to your success in your career?
It's been a really cool journey getting to watch him this closely.
Right.
You know, a lot of people ask me all the time, like, doesn't it bother you? Like, he's that close. Like, you know, you see him all the time. And honestly, I have the opposite reaction to that question. I feel so blessed to be able to watch him.
Sure.
Because he's not only my dad, but he's my mentor.
Right.
And I don't know, gaming's sort of been in my blood. I mean, I have so many family members in this industry. You know, I grew up with video poker machines in the house, and it was just part of what I knew. And I think at a certain age, everybody asked, you know, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, well, I'll probably end up in gaming. You know, that's
right.
just the given. But, you know, people always ask, you know, is it weird? And I say, no, it's wonderful. You know, I get to watch my mentor and learn from him, not only in my personal life, but also in my professional life. And I don't think many people are given that opportunity.
No. And Tom is a true professional at that. So, he must be very valuable for you to have that example right in front of you.
Yeah. 100%.
Great. So, you know, we just mentioned how COVID-19 has changed the world. Has it impacted women in any different way than men, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I mentioned earlier, you know, we're labeled the caretakers. And I think that, you know, we have over the last couple of months, a lot of us have been faced with that really hard decision to give up our careers, you know, and put the, or put them on pause or make really hard decisions that could impact the goals and the things that we want to do in our lives because we have to take care of our families.
Okay.
And just like me, you know, I work from home full time and my daughter's in the next room going to school full time. And so I, every day, am faced with very difficult decisions.
Right,
you know, do
sure.
I have to move a meeting? Do I cancel a meeting? She's got a test. I need to go help her. And, you know, I'm very lucky and blessed to have a job that lets me be at home full time. And mm-hmm. I know other ladies are not that lucky.
Right.
But we are definitely impacted differently in that we have a lot of decisions that we have to make. And, you know, my baby's the most important and she comes first. And I'll do whatever I can to make sure that she's taken care of and comfortable. And then I come back and I figure out, okay, now I have to put in, you know, my work time. And so
right.
we really have been impacted differently.
Yeah. So you really have to shift gears in between being a mother and becoming a professional again.
Yeah. But you know, I'm really lucky to work for such a great company that has been so flexible and helpful in those things. Right. It's funny now it's what are we 9 or 10 months into this, and my daughter sometimes joins our staff meeting and tells a joke of the day. And,
right.
you know, it's become the norm and it makes people, I think, kind of makes us a little bit more human.
Right.
You know, to meet, you know, my daughter and you get to see how funny and lively she is even through all of this. And, you know, it's amazing to see how we've adjusted and shifted in these times.
Yeah, no question. So let's talk about the Lean In breakfast that you're going to put on in January. You know, we've been big supporters of Global Gaming Women here at GGB Magazine since it began. I mean, when it was still under the umbrella of the AGA, we committed to giving you guys a column once a month, and it was a real honor to do that. And we still are big supporters of you guys. And one of my favorite things that you always do is this Lean In breakfast at G2E. You walk into the room and there's 400 women in there, and everybody's having a great time. It's high energy. How are you going to try to recreate that online?
Yeah, tough challenge that we've been faced with, right? I think a lot of people are faced with that difficult challenge of making things more creative online. But we are reimagining this event. Obviously, we're not tied directly to G2E this year.
Sure.
We wanted to make it something that felt like a restart.
Mm-hmm.
Purposely planned for the beginning of January in 2021 so that everybody can come in fresh and recreate their goals, you know. So not a don't set your New Year's resolutions, but really get together and find each other and communicate how we can together move forward in the year. And so we've planned this event to be virtual. We, you know, put two dates on the calendar. You have January 13th and January 14th with different time zones to choose from, because we partnered with an awesome group called All in Diversity, so in London, so sure. that everybody can have an option. And it's just really meant to bring everyone together. It's mm-hmm. connectivity, right? We want to make sure that there's focus on empathy. There's just the idea of leading into a new, fresh year.
Right. Great. And what are some of the things that are going to go on there? Is there going to be some keynote speeches and that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. We'll have keynote speeches. We'll possibly have our fireside chat,
mm-hmm.
And then breakout rooms. Those are the most important parts. Right.
Okay.
So we'll have different topics for table hosts to cover. You'll get to meet some really awesome leaders from the industry. Excuse me. When you get put in a breakout room, these ladies will have different topics to cover. It could range anywhere from how do I pivot in my career? You know, I'm faced with a tough decision. I have to pivot. I need to make a decision. How do I do that? All the way down to childcare through a pandemic. Like, how do I do this?
Right.
I'll be signing up for that one. but yeah, the breakout rooms are really where the magic happens, because that's where you bond with women. You spend time with each other. It's just like sitting at that table at that Lean In breakfast, but just virtually and comfortably in your own home.
Great. So how can anyone sign up for this if they're interested in attending?
Yeah, you can visit our website. We have a registration site. It's a $25 registration fee. You can choose your date and time on that website. We have a whole bunch of information there for you. And we really hope anybody comes. I know that you've said you've enjoyed joining this breakfast.
Absolutely.
I have encouraged men to join us because I really think it's important that you're involved in this conversation so that you can understand and help us how to better our future.
Right. Well, the organization you're partnered with, All in Diversity, it isn't all about women. It's about the entire diverse universe. So I think that's a good suggestion. Men can sign up for this as well.
100%.
Great.
Please do.
Well, Lauren, congratulations on keeping this going, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll do everything we can to publicize it and get people through the doors, because I think it's an important event, and certainly for one of the most important organizations in the gaming industry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, and let us know what happens after the event happens.
Awesome.
Great. Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the podcast sponsored by IGT, where you can raise the bar with IGT's Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet, built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more about IGT.com/peakbartop. To learn more about Global Gaming Women and the programs designed to empower women in the industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the casino industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.